Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for May 1st. It's all about Samson today. Have you detected a recurring pattern with the judges so far? God raised up each one to deliver and then rule Israel at a specific time. More often than not, the judge was reluctant to take the job, but the Spirit of God would come upon him, and that would be that. Yet the personality and flaws of character would remain active in the judge. Gideon turned out to be a disaster because of his own idolatrous pride. Gideon's sons made things even worse. Jephthah led the people well against the Ammonites, but left a legacy of sorrow for all Israel with his foolish vow. Listen to yesterday's Daily Dose. Along comes Samson. He is the promised deliverer of Israel's tribes from their powerful and oppressive enemy, the Philistines. He's born to a godly couple who do everything God requires of them to raise their son as a servant of God. In spite of his godly heritage, Samson turns out to have long periods of prideful, lustful, profane, headstrong behavior. He used his God-given strength to demand and get what he wanted. And the greater puzzle is that God used him to accomplish his will, as he did by using Samson's folly over the Philistine girl to provoke a disaster for the Philistines. One would think God only uses people of pure moral character and spiritual depth to do his work. But Scripture doesn't give us room for that misbegotten notion. No, God uses flawed people, mistake-prone guys, sinners, even rebels, to get done what he desires. And don't forget that we can't form a truthful judgment on a man like Samson without taking into account the whole of his life. Hebrews 11 tells us that Samson belongs to the heroes of the faith, that he acted in courageous, godly faith when he led Israel. We will see him in heaven, no longer flawed, and may I speculate, no longer blind, but joined in the chorus of us who also serve the Lord, not as perfect people, but as weak, earthy vessels of his grace. Serve the Lord, despite your flaws. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back at it tomorrow.